I'm getting down toward the end. Have you yourself been to the detention facility here?
Yeah, I provide sessions at the detention facility, and there used to be a psychiatrist there. He used to come to me very often, and yeah, I was there also. I provide sessions to staff because they deal also with people. You know, working in a prison,
sure,
is not the same as working in a museum. So, yeah, no matter how good is the prison, it's still a prison. So, I do not provide service to detainees.
I don't provide to detainees.
Yeah. And I don't provide service to detainees. It's not my term of reference, and I don't want to be involved.
Okay.
But I provide to staff. So, yeah, so we provide support to the one, we help the helper. So this is what we provide sessions there on how to deal with traumatized people, and also how to provide psychological first aid.
Okay. And you say you don't, and I understand you don't provide any services to the detainees. Have you met any of the detainees?
Yeah. I saw them. Yeah, we go there. Yeah, I saw them, but I do not talk to them. I mean, I just hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I take it what they are, if they've been convicted, what they've done is something that stays in your mind.
Yeah, this is something I could not probably comment because I have, yeah, but it might be an interesting experience also, yeah.
The UN statute which started the ICTR talked not just about deciding the judiciary guilt or innocence and providing sentences, but also said a few words at least about reconciliation. And I'd like to ask you, first of all, what that means, and to what you have to you and to your function, and have you been a part of it?
I believe, you know, reconciliation is an internal, and this is a sort of social justice. So, and this is what probably the population of Rwanda are waiting and very happy when this social justice is restored, because it helps the internal healing, the trauma.
Okay.
So, it's a process. Every year in Rwanda on the 6th of April, there's a lot of activities the idea is that people, there's no need to forget. We need to learn from this experience, and we expect to have a better social justice. And I think RCTR, the tribunal, is to bring this social justice to restore and to speed up the healing of people.
Okay. And do you have a part in that, do you think?
I do. You know, my job is to support the one who, because I support the one who make this happen, who are making this happen. So I have a role to play.
What do you think, if you have an opinion, the ICTR can do to increase or accelerate or bring social justice or reconciliation to Rwanda? That's a big question, but
I think we should, it's important, and they are doing well on broadcasting this. People need to be, and I think Rwanda people, Rwandese, they need to know what is happening. And the sooner we get this social justice done, the better it is, I believe. And it's the better it is for the healing.
And how would you define social justice as best you can?
Social justice is when I understand this as when crime has been committed and a punishment has been given. You know, it's a lot of relief knowing that, okay, the crime, we know about the crime, what happened, but this punishment. So it's to restore the confidence in the society, also to restore that things will never happen again. So in Rwanda, it's everywhere, never again, never again. You see, this is part of the social justice of, this is part of this telling people, okay, it will never happen again, this is the social justice. There is a tribunal in Arusha who is dealing with this, who is helping to punish the perpetrators. So this is part of the social justice. So every year on the 6th of April, they have a commemoration. It's part of this social justice that people do not forget. They don't want to forget. It's not important to forget. It's good to have it there to remind yourself that this will never happen again and to assure future generations. Yeah, because it's always a fear, internal fear, that this might happen. And this will not help the healing process. It's a whole nation, you know, it's 8 million people living in Rwanda. All of them, they have their own suffering. All of them, they have a story to tell. Some of them are very dramatic, some of them are very traumatic. But on 6th of April, all the nation cries, and it's part of this healing also. It's part of this getting after the chest, sharing with other people who suffer a similar situation.